Friends, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So in our gospel reading today, Jesus enters into the house of Martha, who welcomes her, who welcomes him hospitably. She does exactly what one is expected to do when an honored guest enters into her home. Mary, on the other hand, she just sits at the feet of Jesus and listens to him. Immediately we can see in this story that Mary and Martha are being compared to each other for their response to Jesus. Martha with her really many tasks, and then Mary sitting at Jesus' feet. Now, how many of y'all identify with one or the other? Okay, let's do this. How many of y'all identify with Mary? Nobody identifies with Mary? That is very interesting. How many of you identify with Martha? Oh, that's even more interesting. Because I immediately identify with Mary. See, part of this story is two competing understandings of hospitality. Martha's hospitality is very much in line with the cultural norms of the day. She had many tasks to accomplish in order for Jesus to be welcomed, right? Wash Jesus' feet, prepare meals and everything. And since there were at least 12 people with Jesus, right, she had to make a meal for 15 people. I mean, can you imagine doing all of the work today that Mary had to do back then? Wash 15 feet, prepare a place for them all to sit. I can, because growing up, that was required of all of the stuff my father would make me do, not the washing feet part, but our home had to be absolutely immaculate when guests came over. My father would make us take a screwdriver and get into the cracks inside of the cement to pull out weeds before we had like a party. Had to get the cobwebs off the ceiling, out of the lights outside, everything. The house had to be spotless. In fact, it's one thing that I've known I passed down to my children, because when I have my tell my children, okay, we're going to clean the house today, their first question is always, who's coming over? So hospitality in the ancient Near East, it looked a little different than today. Martha had a lot going on, and she needed to work to show hospitality. Mary, on the other hand, is completely unhelpful in this endeavor. She shows hospitality to Jesus in a different way, by just sitting at his feet and listening to him. Mary listens to the Lord. Martha provides a welcoming home. And I think that these are both important and valid in providing hospitality. But then something in the story changes. It's not just about two good versions of hospitality. Martha isn't content with the way things are in her home, and the condition of her heart is revealed. Martha provided hospitality, sure, but then the scripture tells us Martha was distracted by her many tasks. And the word in Greek for distracted here is more than just this like inability to concentrate. The word means that she is pulled or dragged away. See, Martha isn't distracted only by the tasks of hospitality. She is pulled internally in two different directions because she feels like she's working harder than her sister. She wants Mary to be doing what she's doing, to be in line with all of the social customs of the day, to be just like her. Martha is distracted, not because of the work she's doing, but because of her heart and the work she's doing. She's comparing her work to her sister's work. I mean, you can hear it when she says, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by herself? You tell her to help me." Things don't usually go well when people tell Jesus what to do. And it's the same for us today. And Jesus responds to her, "Martha, Martha, you're worried, you're pulled apart by many things, but there's only need for one thing." Mary chose the better part. Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, being Mary. She wasn't concerned with other things. She wasn't comparing herself to her sister. She wasn't comparing her work to others' work. She was sitting with Jesus. She knew where she wanted to be, and she wasn't divided in her spirit about it. Mary recognized that she needed to give her focus to the words of Jesus. She needed to stop doing anything else. She understood that she had to focus on the really important thing happening in front of her. She knew the time and place for worship, the time and place for meditation, the time and place for listening, and the time and place for work. And she was undivided about it. Mary understood that in that moment, that listening to the words of Jesus, hearing the transformative news of the kingdom of God, the love of the Father is primary and life-giving. But Martha was divided. She was divided because she wanted her sister to be doing what she was doing. She was divided because she felt like she was getting the short end of the stick. She was divided because listening to Jesus was just another task that she had to accomplish. How many times do we go into church like that? "Oh, I got to go to church this morning. And the heart isn't in it. I got to go to the prayer group. Another task on the list." Friends, like Martha, we can't recognize God showing up in our house and in our lives when listening to God, when being in God's presence is just another thing to check off and do. In fact, I think it's the reason that we're so burnt out. I think it's the reason that we're tired. I think it's the reason that we don't have this life-giving joy that the community of believers and worship is supposed to bring. Because we got to do it to be good Christians. Our hearts have to change. They have to change. Often this passage is interpreted that there's two ways to choose from. And I think it's why I appreciate the Jesuits a whole lot. Because one of the taglines of Jesuit spirituality is being a contemplative in action. Martha could have done all of the work. She could have still did it all if her heart was aligned in contemplation. I think it's a false dichotomy to say that it's only unchecked busyness or spiritual seclusion. It can be both. It can be both busyness and working, which is a good thing, right? God calls us to work, but God also calls us to contemplation. If you're doing just one, your spiritual life is out of balance. So if you find yourself like Martha, keeping busy, even with really good things, but that's all you're doing, look to Mary as your guide. Rest in the Lord. Put away the busy things for a time and just sit in silence of God's presence. Listen to the word. And if you find yourself like Mary, always in contemplation, always just sitting in the feet of the Lord and never getting up and acting for the kingdom of God, never seeking justice, never serving your neighbor, look to Martha. Get up. Act. There are times to be like Mary. There are times to be like Martha. The difficult part is recognizing when that is. And that's the line that we walk. So friends, may God speak to you and tell you when to rest. May God speak to you and tell you when to act. Amen.